You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show with your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Keith Ellis, and Matthew Peck. They know that the road to a successful retirement is paved with consistent care and a commitment to guide the families they serve. Matthew is a certified financial planner professional and author of Mind the Gap, The Cracks in the American Retirement System. Derek, Matt, and Keith have been featured in Kiplinger and together co-authored the SHP Retirement Roadmap, your map to financial freedom. Recognized as a 2019 Best Place to Work for Financial Advisors by Investment News, SHP Financial has also been featured in major publications like Forbes and the Wall Street Journal. But they're most at home talking to people just like you about living out their dreams in retirement. Their phone lines are always open at 800-227-7777. So give them a call to find your retirement roadmap, or you can visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, sit back, grab a pen, and start your engines. Here's Derek, Matt, and Keith.
Welcome, everyone, to another weekend edition of the Retirement Roadmap Show brought to you by SHP Financial. And welcome back volatility into the equation of the markets. We talked about it last week, and we're going to continue the topic this week because we find a lot of folks that we're talking to just on our day-to-day, you know, with some clients and some folks that are looking for our assistance and working with them and building them plans. That's been top of mind recently with the coronavirus and things that are happening there. So we're going to first talk about, in terms of volatility, why having some ability to control volatility, especially if you're near or in retirement or within a few years of retirement, is so, so important. Then we're going to share some stories about back. We're going to go back a few years and share some stories on how volatility can wreak havoc with folks that we met with back 12, 13 years ago. And then also during our market report, we're going to take a deeper dive into the economy, into the coronavirus, into some of the things that we're looking at and studying in terms of the long-term projections of where the market is and where it's going. So all that and more. So with that being said, Keith and Matt, it was crazy. Last week was a little busy. Phone was ringing pretty well off. Not as many from clients, but more from people listening to our radio show that don't have plans in place. You know what I mean?
It was funny, you know, not that we enjoy when the markets fall the way they do, but we certainly take pride in, you know, our clients and how, you know, relatively calm they are, and just the fact that they do have a plan. I mean, or the other thing I was going to say is that, you know, this is what we talk about all the time.
Correct.
Like every, you know, we didn't know that this was necessarily going to be the event that sparked the big sell-off, but we're always talking to our clients that they should be more conservative as they're, you know, as they're approaching retirement, and to make sure that, that, you know, like their income plan is siloed, and, you know, that they have their income, they have their mailbox money, you know, things along those lines. I mean, it felt kind of reassuring to a certain extent to be like, okay, this is kind of what we've been preparing for.
When you think about our five-step planning process, is having an income plan, an investment plan, a tax plan, a healthcare plan, and a legacy plan. And by the way, just because volatility is front and present, there's still other things to plan for, but for most folks, that's what we talk about. Most folks that listen to our show before they come to us, and let's say you're listening now and you came in and you were sitting down in front of me or Keith or Matt or our team for that first meeting, and I would ask you, what's your advisor, or whether you have an advisor or not, or if you have your own 401k, maybe you manage it, what's the overall investment philosophy, right? Because within having an investment plan, you have to look at the volatility of the portfolio. And you have to know what the investment philosophy is of whatever plan that you're in, how you're investing your money. And a lot of people look at us, Keith, as you know, they kind of look at us sideways. Yeah. Like, I have no idea. But at SHP Financial, our investment philosophy is, hey, it's okay to not make the top return in the big market years. But what's not okay is to take the big loss in the really big down years.
Yeah, it's basically volatility trumps returns. And now we're starting to see that come into play with the recent shakeup last week in the market. And you're right, guys. It was kind of rewarding not to have the phone ringing off the hook more or less from clients, because one, they understand the plan that we've built them, conceptually. A lot of them that are retired or getting ready to retire have an actual written income plan. Most folks that don't have a written income plan, this is where it starts to get in their mind.
Wouldn't you be nervous if you didn't?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. This is where it starts to get in their mind, like, oh no, I'm going to have to, you know, raise some cash in the market, in a down market. So basically selling at a low potentially, which doesn't work well for anybody. So having that written income plan, whether you're already retired or transitioning into retirement, is so important as you make that next step.
Yeah, I think most of the folks, the problem is, And I've said this for years. Myself, Keith, and Matt started this company in 2003, and we've been obviously on the radio since about 2008 or 2009. And it's amazing, like, we talk about this time and time again, but there's so many different voices out there that say we're financial advisors. At the end of the day, not everyone, but most times when someone says they're an advisor or they do workshops or whatever, it's either one of two things. Mostly they either just sell annuities and insurance, which no matter who you are and what you look like, that's what they're offering. And it's not that it's a bad tool, but it's not the right tool for every job, right?
Mm-hmm.
And on the other end, you have folks who say, I hate annuities. They're the worst things in the world. Never put your money in annuities. Stay in the market long term. I don't think that's the right view either,
mm-hmm.
right? So what I think from a true what's in the best interest of the client planning firm, you need both sides of the equation. And so there are, on the annuity world, there's probably, I don't know, hundreds out there available, but there's 3 to 4 that are really good, like good options to get a little bit of upside and protect the downside, right? And when you pair that up with an investment plan that also has a little bit of volatility control without giving away everything we're doing here, that helps when times like this come, you have hedges in place. And it doesn't have to be annuities. It can be hedged equity. It can be fixed income. It can be even though our municipal bond portfolio is held up really strong through this downturn. But if you have everything in the equity market, that's where you almost have a really hard time going through these situations, because I can't imagine I'm retiring in 3 to 4 years, 5 years, and all of a sudden 10% of 20% of my net worth is chopped away.
Well, and it's just like, how did that conversation go? Or I'm sort of speaking to all the either do-it-yourselfers or the people that do have an advisor right now. I mean, how did that conversation go 6 months ago when the market's going up and everything is rosy? Or were you being prepared for this type of an event? You know, did they say, hey, all right, Derek, if this were to happen, here's what we're going to do. Or, hey, when we're planning your next 6 months worth of income, then I don't need to worry necessarily about a big sell-off, because we have your 6 months already, you know, cash already raised come January or whatever that may be. So if you're getting this sort of hands-on approach, okay, good. And that's really what you need, because not that we wanted to be reminded or that we wanted a big sell-off to happen, by no means, but it's just such a great reminder as to just the power of that plan and how people can just relax and be like, wait a sec, I have a plan. I'm just going to stick to it. I'm going to take the long term. I'm going to have these risk hedges, you know, that Derek, you were mentioning. And if that didn't happen beforehand, then yeah, you might be already hitting the panic button, you know, if you don't have that in place.
Exactly. And so if you're listening and you might have some sort of a plan, you might have no plan at all, or you might have an elaborate plan, and whether you've saved up $250,000, $2 million, or $20 million, this is the time, folks, to maybe make sure you have a plan in place before it might be too late. And at SHP Financial, here's the deal. When you set up a time to visit with us, when you come and you'll see, we're not even sure if we're a good fit, and we really mean that, meaning we're going to make sure, we're going to ask you questions like we do everyone that comes into our office, and then you can ask us whatever question you want, and there's no charge for that first meeting. What this meeting does is two things. One, we can start giving you some ideas on all areas of retirement, because we're talking about volatility now, but there's also income generation, Social Security decisions, tax reduction strategies, and so much more. But as it pertains to volatility, we can have that first meeting. There's no cost. Have a cup of coffee at one of our conference rooms and then decide on our end, does it make sense? Can we provide this family or this particular person value? Can we help them? And on your side, do I want this type of help? If so, that's when we move to a second meeting. But before we put the cart before the horse, if you don't have a good plan, or you're not sure if you have a good plan, or you want a second opinion, especially as it relates to market volatility, pick up the phone and give us a call. Have that first meeting. See if we're a good fit. And at least you're moving in the right direction to take action, as opposed to burying and hiding in the sand as the market gets volatile. So to book a visit, call 800-227-7777. Again, 800-227-7777. We have offices in Plymouth, Woburn, Westboro, Hyannis, and Braintree. And when you call and book a visit, we're also going to send you a package in the mail to let you know what the visit's going to be about, as well as a copy of our book, The SHP Retirement Roadmap, which gives a ton of examples of why we believe controlling volatility is so important. Again, 800 800- 877-227-7777, or you can book a visit right online and get a ton of information at shpfinancial.com. After the break, we're going to give you some math around these, around why volatility control is so important. If you're worried about the market, make sure you stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. Attention retirees and pre-retirees. Do you really understand how your money works? Do you know how much of it could be lost in a market crash? Are you confident you won't run out of money in retirement? You can get answers by attending an SHP Financial Complimentary Retirement Dinner Workshop at Strega Prime in Woburn on March 10th or March 11th at 6 p.m. Call 800-227-7777 right now to reserve your seats. You can learn how to build a comprehensive retirement plan designed to help avoid costly financial mistakes and last throughout your retirement. So, don't wait. Call 800-227-7777 right now to reserve your seats for a complimentary educational dinner workshop on March 10th or March 11th at Strega Prime in Woburn. Demand is high, so call 800-227-7777 today or register online at shpworkshops.com.
Do you know how much risk is in your portfolio? Hi, this is Matthew Peck, certified financial planner and co-founder of SHP Financial. We use Riskalyze, the award-winning risk-engineered technology that mathematically analyzes your risk number and aligns your portfolio to match. Riskalyze replaces subjective terms like conservative and aggressive with a risk number from 1 to 99, a more precise way to measure your comfort zone for downside risk and potential upside gains. Are you a 16 or a 67? Text SHP to 21000 to find out your risk number today. You'll be sent a quick 5-minute questionnaire, and you'll instantly determine your own personal risk number. Then we can build your investment portfolio to match and clearly define the path to your financial goals. Put this advanced technology to work for you. Find out what your risk number is today. Text SHP to 21000. That's SHP to 21000.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So we talked about last segment the volatility of the market and how important it is to have some ideas or have some control around how much volatility you're taking. Because at SHP Financial, we always, you hope for the best, but you have to plan for the worst. You can't expect the markets to go up 20% a year. And if you're not sure what your risk tolerance is, or more importantly, if your current investment strategy is in line with your risk tolerance, maybe it's time to take some action. So if you have, maybe you have a 401k or an IRA, and you've, if you've had the guts to look at this, the recent drop in the numbers and whatnot of what you're down to, and you don't like it, that's time to take action. Or if even if you have an advisory team that you just don't feel like is listening to you because you're taking on way more volatility than you want, take action, and you can get a free risk tolerance assessment to understand what your current risk is within your portfolio. You can do that. We made it very simple given the market conditions. All you have to do is text SHP, just the three letters, text SHP to the number 21000, and we'll get you your free risk tolerance assessment right away. Again, text SHP to the number 21000. So Matt and Keith, we were talking off air, and I was thinking of like a scenario, because as of last week, and things changed, but the market was pretty, a good chunk, 12-15% off of its high. And so I'm thinking, okay, let's imagine you're listening to this show, which you are if you're listening right now. I guess you have to imagine that. So, all right. But imagine you have $1 million in retirement money or whatever, and you're retired. Now, again, whether you have 250, a million, or 5 million, it's the same situation, mm-hmm. but just picture that situation. Imagine you have $1 million and you say, all right, well, the market's always averaged 7-8%, and so I'm gonna go below that, and I'm only gonna take out 5% a year to cover my living expenses. Mm-hmm. So $1 million is $50,000 a year, and that's 5%, which some people say that you shouldn't go any more than 4%. Mm-hmm. But let's say you did your history and homework, and you said, well, the market average is 8, so I should be good. Well, it might average 8, but when you're withdrawing from the market, it's a completely different ball game. So I'll say it again. When you're withdrawing from the market during good and bad times, that can be very, very dangerous, which is why we recommend having a plan in place to not do that. So you have $1 million. Let's say you're 65, you retire. Perfect. Market seems to be doing well. You take out $50,000 for your first year's 5%. Now you're at 950. Well, let's say you happen to retire in a year with the S&P, let's say market, whatever, is down 20%. Now, we've seen it go down 38% in 2008, so 20% is certainly not a great year, but it's not the worst year. So if you lose 20% on $950,000, that 950 now goes down 190,000 to 760,000 1 year later. Okay, so now you're 66 years old, your million now is 760, but what do you need to do again?
Take out 50,000.
Still retired, right?
Those bills are coming in. Yeah. The cable bill, the taxes.
Yeah, just because the market dropped doesn't mean like they're gonna give you a break on your mortgage.
Comcast still sends that bill.
Yeah, oh, exactly. Yeah. So now the 760, you take out 50. Now you're at 710,000 1 year into retirement.
Mm-hmm.
And now, think about that. Your withdrawal rate—if you still need $50,000, but now you have less money working, so you're taking 7% now.
Well, it's like, most of the people that come in that I sit with and that we work with have three goals. They want to get their income, make a little bit of money along the way, and then pass it on to the next generation. They kind of want to see that balance, if possible, be left intact. So if you have a million and it goes down to 710, how much do you have to get in return to get that back up to that normal million? And what most people
over
start
40%.
Exactly. And when most people, so in order for it to go up 40%, what do most people think you have to do? Take a little bit more
risk
to do so. Well, what if it goes the other direction?
That's a great point, Keith. If you just imagine 1 year, the market lost 20, you need to make over 40 to get back to where you were. That's a tough, tough battle. And that's why we'll share a story in the next segment. But that's why when folks don't plan, it can lead to a lot of negative outcomes.
Well, last segment, like I said, one of the most important thing and the most empowering things, you know, that we've learned over the last week, I mean, beyond that too, but I think our clients have learned as well, especially our new investors that have started working with us, is having that written income plan provides peace of mind.
Confidence.
Confidence. Knowing where you're getting that money month after month, year after year, provides confidence. So then in times like this, like we saw last week, you're not hitting the panic button. You're not making irrational decisions.
Sorry to interrupt, Derek. I was just going to kind of go back to the first part about, you know, some of the risk analysis and the reporting that we do on behalf of clients. And in my favorite one, as part of that, I mean, we talk about, you know, finding out what your risk number is and things along those lines. But, you know, on page three or whatever, it also shows you how your overall portfolio, you know, and bringing in things like your risk hedges, whether it's bonds, whether it's annuities, commodities, whatever that may be, you can see, what my number is on a scale of 1 to 100. But more importantly, you can see, okay, how did this perform in 08? When things were real, real awful, but also how did it respond in a great year, like 2013? And I share that with you because the fancy term that you know financial guys use is what's called upside downside capture. It's like, not only did you need to know how much risk you're taking on a scale of 1 to 100, but you need to understand what your upside downside is. Like, okay, what's the upside on a great year and what's my downside? And you need to be comfortable with that number. It's not like, oh, I'm a moderate, I'm aggressive, I'm conservative. It's like, no. Forget about all those, you know, adjectives and descriptions and how you feel. Let's actually put sort of, you know, pen to paper to say, okay, here's how much. Like you talked about the example earlier about that client losing 20%, imagine that, you know, that person with $1 million. It's like, okay, if they're walking through our process, we would say, hey, Johnny or whatever that, you know, picking a random name, we'd say, okay, how much loss are you willing to accept? And chances are we wouldn't be saying, hey, yeah, we should keep you in the 20% bracket. You should be, you know, if you want to be withdrawing 5%, you have to be an upside downside of 10% up.
Correct.
Or 10% down, or 5% for that matter.
Well, I had someone I met with that came in from the radio show a few weeks ago. They had 1.2 million. They said the most they could lose was like 150,000 in a down market, which is about 10, 12%. When I ran the numbers on their portfolio, their downside risk was like 500,000.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the point, is a lot of folks listening right now, you might think you have it one way in your portfolio, but when folks come in, a lot of times it's not the case, Keith.
Well, and I think where a lot of people, you know, are ill-informed, I guess, for lack of a better way of putting it, is you're saving money in your 401k and you're putting money in there, and you don't realize the amount of risk in those positions until you have an analysis done. That's why it's so important, especially as you get closer, to take a look at that account.
Yeah, so whether you're doing it yourself, whether you have no plan at all, whether you have an advisor, take some time. I'm not saying we're even committing to working with you or vice versa. This meeting is just to see if we're a good fit. We've been doing this since 2003, so we were here during many different environments already in the last 17 years or so that we've gone through with our clients, and I just at least take us up on the offer to sit down with us for that first meeting and get your portfolio analyzed to see how much risk you're taking. If we end up working together, there's so much more beyond that, from income planning to tax planning and healthcare and estate planning, that we'll put together a full plan like we do with all of our clients. But at a minimum, make sure you have your portfolio looked at. If the last few weeks haven't woken you up in terms of making this an importance, hopefully this message that we're talking about now has. And we do have some space available to sit down at no cost over the next couple of weeks. This is what you do. You call our number, you find an office that makes sense for you, and you book the visit. It's pretty simple. The number is 800-227-7777. We have offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, and Braintree. Once you pick the office and get it in the calendar, at least it's there, you've got it set, and then we'll send you out a copy of our book in the mail that will talk about the importance of volatility control before the meeting. So again, 800-227-7777. Call now, and you can also book a visit online and get a ton of other information as well at shpfinancial.com. After the break, we're going to share some actual stories of examples that we've seen from folks that we've talked to and dealt with over the years, and how sometimes making the wrong decision when it relates to planning or not having a plan at all can cost you. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and trusts to help protect families and their inheritance.
I'm Attorney McManus. Knowing your options for estate planning is the first step to protect yourself and the important people in your life. Join us at one of our informative dinner events on Cape Cod in Plymouth, or contact my staff to arrange for a personal consultation.
So call McManus Estate Planning today, 508-778-8855, 778-8855, or visit capecodestateplanning.com.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and tax-efficient trusts to help protect families and their inheritance. Perhaps you have a plan in mind, but nothing in writing, or it's been years since your documents were reviewed. Schedule a complimentary appointment with McManus Estate Planning at our Plymouth or Cape Cod offices. Create a plan to protect assets for those you care about. Call 508-778-8855. Or CapeCodEstatePlanning.com.
Is your financial advisor having trouble answering questions on how the new tax law will affect you? Hi, this is Keith Ellis, managing partner and co-founder of SHP Financial, here to invite you to our upcoming educational dinner event on Tuesday, March 10th or Thursday, March 12th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Bar Rustic in Kingston. Join us for a complimentary three-course dinner as we educate you on the new tax law changes and how it might impact your financial situation. Call 800-227-7777 to register today. Does your financial plan have a tax minimization strategy? Should it? Will your old investment strategy cost you more in taxes under this new tax law? It's time to find out. So join us on March 10th or 12th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Bar Rustic in Kingston. Space is limited, so reserve your seats today. Call 800-227-7777 to register and get a handle on the new tax laws, or visit shpworkshops.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So this show is all about volatility control, and we're not trying to harp on it, but it's so important. We've talked about this for years and years, and we just want to make sure that the folks listening who don't have a plan have an opportunity to put a plan in place. And if you're not sure what type of volatility or what type of risk is in your portfolio. We did make it as easy as we possibly could for you to get some information. Obviously, I think the easiest way is to book a visit to come sit down with us. Then we can really dive deep into your situation. But you can also text if you use text at all. Hopefully you use text by now. I think my father finally even used it a couple of years ago.
My parents have not, but I'm glad to hear that your dad has.
He's made the transition. But if you text SHP, pretty simple. So text SHP to the number 21,000. We're going to send you a free risk tolerance assessment to find out how much risk you're taking in your portfolio and does it match up. And that's the starting point, is to text is to the number 21,000. You just text the three letters SHP to the number 21,000 and go from there. But that's a good starting point. As it relates to volatility, we've shared some examples in the past. We've shared some examples of what can happen in down markets and why it's so important. When it comes to investment risk, guys, it's really important. What it really drives down to is, number one, how much can you stomach? Like, if the market loses X percentage, would you lose your mind? Would you be super nervous?
Would you panic?
Right, right.
So you have to know that. But number two, what's even more important is, what would a loss mean to your retirement? Because that's what it matters. The question isn't, can I take a loss or not? It's based on a plan that we have, or that you have.
Can you afford the loss?
Can you afford to? Will you be okay?
Yeah.
Will you be able to afford? Will you not be able to eat out? Or will you not be able to take that trip to Disneyland with your grandkids? Can you, you know, is that, are you going to be okay if market's correct? Mm-hmm. And that's why at SHP Financial, we believe in, we build out, everyone has a retirement roadmap. The first thing we do before we even get into taxes, estate planning, all things that are important, is to build the foundation. And the foundation of any plan needs to be making sure that you're okay, your spouse, if you're married, is okay, and that you have enough that you can rely on your income for the rest of your life without worrying about a market correction taking it away, right? That's the bare minimum.
No, for sure. And just one thing to quickly interject is just that when we do set the risk reports that you mentioned on the texting and last segment, we talked about sort of the upside downside and knowing your risk number and things like that. What's really surprised me too, especially for people that are nearing retirement, is that sometimes these target date funds might be a lot more risky than you may want to.
100%.
We'll take a look at 2025 funds and 2030 funds, and these are funds that are made for the people,
quote unquote, more conservative.
Yeah, that should be coming along those lines. But it's just, you might be surprised as to how much underlying risk is in your portfolio, especially if you're in some of these target date funds.
If you're listening and you look at your portfolio and you have a lot of it in target funds, you'll be surprised, unfortunately, probably for the negative, on how much volatility can be in those. As I mentioned before, the purpose of this show is to make sure folks are paying attention to what's going on in the market. But maybe it's a wake-up call for those who don't have a plan. Or maybe you have a plan, but maybe it's incomplete or just hasn't been implemented correctly. And I remember we started this company in 2003. And in 2007, we did a live workshop or event. And Keith and I were working on this particular case. And by the way, anything I mention is, even though some of it has some, it's a story, but it's not all, not everyone can relate to this story, meaning everyone's situation is different. I'm just giving you an example of what bad planning can do, because I don't want that to be you, and I want to make sure that you have an opportunity to correct it before it's too late, right? And so Keith and I, remember, we met with these folks, and it was Rich and Nancy, and they were just hardworking, good, normal, regular people trying to get to retirement. They're 64, 65. This is back in 2007, by the way. Mm-hmm. So Keith and I looked a little bit younger, a little bit less wise, right? But at that point, we still had the same principles for our company, is to make sure we always have, since we started in 2003, we've always said, it's okay to give up a little bit of the upside of the market to have more of the downside protected. That's our philosophy, true and true. And so we met with Rich and Nancy, and they came in for a visit. They had an advisor for many, many years, and they came into our office in Plymouth, and we sat down in our conference room and went through their situation. They were lucky enough to save up $1.5 million. He was a contractor, and she had stayed home with the children. And they had saved up $1.5 million between IRAs, 401ks, and other accounts. Now, this is 2007, and they had some goals where he was going to retire and sell his business, and she wanted him to come home so they could do things together with each other and the family. So the three main concerns that they had that they wanted to accomplish is, number one, he wanted to make sure, Rich said, if anything happens to me, he really wanted to make sure that Nancy was going to be okay, right? Which should be important for everyone. Mm-hmm. Secondly, they wanted to do some travel themselves. They wanted to travel different national parks, maybe even get an RV for a period of time. They didn't know if they were going to rent or buy. And they also wanted to take the grandkids to Disney World a couple times here and there while they were young. And obviously beyond that, just cover their expenses. So pretty basic goals. When they had the $1.5 million, we asked them, what's the most you could take, what you could lose in a down market? And he said, I remember him saying, if I lost any more than $150,000, that would be a hard pill to swallow because I'm retiring next year, right? So again, this is back in 2007. So Keith and I put together a full plan, started building out plans for where their income would come from. And they had plenty, as you remember, Keith.
Yes, absolutely.
To cover all their goals, to cover their needs, to do their traveling. They were fine. They were in good position. And we remember mentioning to them, the only risk you have is if the market takes a huge hit and we don't do anything about it, like to correct how you're positioned. That's the whole thing. And I don't know if we said it like this, but it's a Warren Buffett comment that it's insane to risk what you have in order to obtain what you don't need. So if it's basically, if they had 1.5 million, Rich and Nancy, it's insane to try to get to 2 million with the result being you might only have 900,000.
Mm-hmm.
It's not worth it. Let's take away from some of the upside. Signed paperwork, agreed to move forward. And Keith remembers this too. About 2 weeks later, we get a call. Hey, Derek, Keith, thank you so much for all your work. I appreciate it. But we talked to our advisor. He thinks he doesn't want to lose the business. We feel bad. He's been helping us for years, which was an awful reason to not move. But anyways, I said this we're so busy. Things are going on at work. We're trying to retire. We're just going to put this off for a while. And we were very respectful, but we said, hey, best of luck. I don't agree with your decision. I don't think taking the risk that you've been taking is worth it, but do what you need to do. Fast forward about a year and a half, 2 years, it's 2009. And who do we see on our calendar is Rich and Nancy. They had called and booked another visit. I knew it wasn't good. And Keith, you remember that. You just knew.
Yeah, absolutely.
What happened between our meeting in 2 years is 2008, which is one of the worst markets we've ever seen, if not the worst year we've ever seen in the market. And I remember just seeing them in that meeting, and you knew it wasn't going to be good. And they said, as we didn't take your advice. We were too busy. We just kind of put our heads in the sand and forgot about this. And we felt bad leaving our advisor. What was $1.5 million was now down to like $962,000. Just think about that.
He worked 30, 40 years.
And she worked 30, 40 years to maintain all the household and the children. And a big chunk of that, like many decades, were lost based on not having a plan. And they're still clients to this day, and they end up doing okay, but things that they could have done weren't in the cards anymore. Retiring when they wanted to, he worked a few more years after. And I'm sure they're still doing okay, but that's a big change, right? That's a big difference. And that's something at this stage of the market, we ended last year at an all-time high at the end of 2019. Here we are in 2020. I don't care what you do, but make sure that your plan, that you have a plan. And when I say a plan, I mean a written plan, because when we meet folks for the first time, Matt, what percentage actually have a written plan? Do you even know? I know it's a tough question.
A low one. Very little. Yeah. Every once in a while, I'll see people with their nice spreadsheets, but very little, a full comprehensive, that we want to produce, that's tax planning, legacy planning, income investments, healthcare. That's very rare.
And all that's important. Just like building a house and building a roof and putting windows in are important. But you need to have the foundation first, which is the sturdiest part of the plan. As it relates to your retirement, that's making sure that you have enough income coming in throughout the rest of your life, if your husband or wife's life, right, for as long as you're here, without having to worry about a market correction taking that away. Because at the end of the day, all this comes around to the question of, are we going to be okay? And if you don't know that, if you're not sure, if you don't know when you can retire, if you can retire, how to retire, or maybe just have some questions, I don't care if you have a plan or no plan at all, and this is the first time you've thought about it, make sure you take action. I can't guarantee that we're going to work with you. We don't work with everyone because it really depends on if we're a good fit. We've been doing this since 2003, so that first visit when you call and sign up, that allows us to see if we are a good fit for what you're looking for and if you're a good fit for the type of planning that we do. There's no cost for that meeting, but take some time. Come into our offices. We have offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, and Hyannis. It's an hour of your time that could hopefully change the direction of your retirement. So call right now, 800-227-7777 to book your review. When you book that review, we're going to send you a copy of no charge of our book, The Retirement Roadmap, that myself, Keith, and Matt have written in terms of the approach to building a long-term plan. Again, the number is 800-227-7777, or you can book a visit online at shpfinancial.com. After the break, Matthew Peck, our CFP, or one of our CFPs, is going to join us to discuss the coronavirus in more detail, as well as some of the things we're seeing going on in the market during our weekly market report. You don't want to miss this. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
Do you know how much risk is in your portfolio?
Hi, this is Matthew Peck, certified financial planner and co-founder of SHP Financial. We use Riskalyze, the award-winning risk-engineered technology that mathematically analyzes your risk number and aligns your portfolio to match. Riskalyze replaces subjective terms like conservative and aggressive with a risk number from 1 to 99, a more precise way to measure your comfort zone for downside risk and potential upside gains. Are you a 16 or a 67? Text SHP to 21000 to find out your risk number today. You'll be sent a quick 5-minute questionnaire and you'll instantly determine your own personal risk number. Then we can build your investment portfolio to match and clearly define the path to your financial goals. Put this advanced technology to work for you. Find out what your risk number is today. Text SHP to 21000. That's SHP to 21000.
And now, it's time for your weekly financial update, the SHP Financial Weekly Market Report. All the things you need to know about the market, the economy, and your investments, starting now.
Welcome back to our weekly market report on today's show. And last week, we got into what's causing the market volatility to go up, down, sideways. We saw a couple weeks ago that one of the biggest drops we've seen in a long time. We talked about the coronavirus a little bit last week, but we wanted to get into some more depth this week as to what's causing the reactions of the markets. Joining us, as always, Matthew Peck, CFP and co-founder. Mm-hmm. All these titles will give you SCIMA, S-C-I-M-A. I always forget that one. Really, we've seen of, you know, all kinds of different things in the market over many, many years. But what are you seeing with this little pretty good size volatility situation we're going through?
Thanks a lot, Derek. And yeah, and I kind of wanted to build on, you know, the video, because, you know, one thing that we do pride ourselves on during times like this is just to communicate. Yeah. So we had sent a video to our clients about our thoughts, but I kind of wanted to share them with the general public as to why the markets are reacting the way they are, and a couple other sort of interesting sort of tidbits.
I guess I wonder if and this is not that anyone can answer us right now, but is there such thing as over communication? Because we feel like there's not. Especially in times like this, because a lot of our clients are hedged yep. from the downside. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean they don't experience downside, just means it's usually a lot lighter than the overall market. But even with that being said, we sent out 2 videos and emailed our clients and called just to let them know where we're thinking, where things stand. And that, to me, is so important, because in times like this, if you're not being communicated with, especially if you don't have a plan that you're confident in, that can be tough, right?
No, absolutely. And I think part of our culture here is sort of just embrace the bad news, embrace these types of times, because it's easy when the market's going up 20%,
correct,
you know, to sort of pat yourself on the back and like, oh, but it's like, these are the moments that you want to be front and center in front of your clients and just sort of explaining things. And so, you know, part of the reason why we saw such a sharp sell-off, you know, and this was historic. I mean, number one, it was the sharpest or the quickest market correction in history. And what a correction is a loss of 10% or more in the markets. And so when it happened in basically less than a week, that was the sharpest, you know, most dramatic sort of falling off a cliff that's happened when it comes to a correction. And in fact, the previous week was the worst week in the market since 2008.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about, what, you know, 12, 13 years now. So not in the history of the market has that never happened about the correction so fast. But secondly was the fact that, again, we all just experienced the worst week since 08, you know, which is kind of why we still told the story of Rich and Nancy, because that's kind of what it reminded us of.
Correct.
You know, of you know, people that could get caught in that. And there's really two main reasons why there is such a sell, well, two main economic reasons. And then we'll kind of talk about some of the other added fuel to the fire. Fundamentally, there's two things to be concerned about. First is the global supply chain. You know, a lot of, you know, I mean, we have such an intricate global supply chain where this part's manufactured here and it's assembled over there, then it's sent over here, then it's sent over there. And if any one of these factories are slowed down because they're telling their workers not to, you know, not to come in, then, you know, that entire chain just sits there and has to wait, which is going to serve, basically serve as a drag on the entire economy, because this one supply chain is basically sort of stopped.
Compromised.
Yeah, compromised, right, as we wait till everyone gets better and things along those lines. And due to that, especially with the recent sell-off, the bigger concern of sort of compounding it is that what will the United States consumer do, right? Because the consumer is almost one of the biggest supporting mechanisms you have for the American economy.
Yeah, consumer, you know, spending.
Right, consumer spending. We generally earn a good living, and then, you know, we go out to eat, or we go to the mall, or we'll go to a drinking establishment, whatever that may be. Everyone's concerned, like, okay, if that pillar of support is removed, where suddenly you don't have that consumer spending, you don't have that people, you know, because they all got spooked because of the, you know, because of all these events, and they said, well, I'm not going anywhere, you know, except to get a mask on my face. Then, okay, if they pull back, then that might, you know, might totter or push us into recession, and it kind of things kind of just feed upon, you know, feed amongst themselves or upon themselves, right? So you have those two things, the global effect on global supply chain, and will it be so bad as to impact consumer spending? Now, what's also adding to it all, and as mentioned about some of the historical nature of it, is that, you know, and I love talking to people about how, you know, with volatility, you can always find out how much fear is in the economy by following what's called the VIX, yes, which is the volatility index. And another thing I shared was that, you know, the volatility index like jumped like almost 50%. I mean, it was all calm and all quiet, and then suddenly, man, when fear struck, it struck fast, and it struck, you know, deep, as we all sort of experienced it. And this is what happens with black swan events. This is what happens, even though we kind of saw, you know, saw a little kind of generating in January and early February, the minute that it sort of jumped over borders, now it became a global issue. Now it became a black swan event that by no means can you predict. So that's why we talk about the power of diversification. That's why, like, you know, Derek, me, you know, all of us, we're not sitting there like, oh, I think this coronavirus, you know, or name an event. You can't predict that.
There'll be five more in the next 10 years, whether it's this or Brexit or
right,
China devaluing their currency, the trade war. There's always something. And this is obviously scary in the sense of the health side, but from a market standpoint, there's always something.
Right. And so that's why, you know, no matter where you are, no matter where the history of the market is at any given time, we're always, you know, talking about that risk number, talking about upside, downside, you know, talking about making sure that you are not risking too much at this stage in your lives, and by sort of then constructing a portfolio to match that. And so, as I mentioned, we'll look anywhere for risk hedge, whether, you know, index annuities, which are on the fixed side, whether it's bonds, whether it's real
hedged
estate,
equity,
investment trust, hedge equity, commodities, you know, like gold and things like that, just pure cash, you know, just making sure you have enough, you know, for income for 3 to 6 months. I mean, all those areas show the power of diversification. And I was saying earlier, not that our clients, you know, got out of this without any losses at all, but everyone was sort of aware it was part of a plan.
Exactly.
Everyone was aware that each thing was doing its role, you know, cash and other income units to give my income. And the money that was going up and down with the turmoil was that long-term money, was the growth money, was the money that they did not necessarily need in the next 2, 3, 5 years. And 2 to 3, 5 years from now, we're not going to be talking about the coronavirus. It will be, you know, it will be handled and things along those lines. So,
well, two things. One, to get a weekly market report, go to shpfinancial.com. You can sign up for our newsletter. It goes out each and every week on Tuesday afternoon. It's just a good recap of the market and also some good information about retirement planning in general. There's no cost. It's pretty simple. You just put your email address in, again, shpfinancial.com. But really, when it comes to planning, like Matt mentioned, if you're needing to draw off money in the next few months to 2 years, to 5 years, to 10 years, with our our clients, we want to make sure we have some places that are hedged, that aren't as subject to the market risk, that you can pull from many years to come, which allows the portion that's in the market time. If you need all that money right now and you don't have a plan in place, that can be very scary. But if you have a plan in place that allows some piece of your money to be in the market long term, well, that's how we feel like our clients can build confidence. And so if you don't have that confidence, if you're nervous about this, what's going on in the market, and if you're positioned correctly, get a second opinion. Or if it's a first time hearing this, get your first opinion, but make sure you have a plan in place. Book a visit with us by going to shpfinancial.com or call 800-227-7777. Again, you can also go online at shpfinancial.com. Stay tuned. We're going to leave you with our top three takeaways out of everything we talked about on today's show that you don't want to miss. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. Don't be at the mercy of Wall Street. The erratic stock market volatility could cost you hundreds of thousands and keep you or put you back in the workforce. For those near or in retirement, large market downturns could be devastating to your future. So if you're over the age of 55 and aren't 100% sure that your retirement plan is protected, call SHP Financial today at 800-227-7777 for a retirement readiness review. It takes about an hour to find out if you're too exposed to stock market swings, if fees are eroding your gains, if you're paying too much in taxes, and if you're maximizing on your Social Security benefits. You can have the financial security you deserve. Take charge of your retirement and call the retirement team at SHP Financial today. 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777. Or visit shpfinancial.com. That's shpfinancial.com. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
Hopefully you got some good value out of this show, because this show is more about you. This show is really, we've been doing this radio program for probably 12 years, close to 12 years or so. And this program is really trying to get you motivated to really take action, if you haven't already, on having putting a plan in place. And obviously a lot was brought on today's show about volatility, but we wanted to leave you, in case you missed today's show, if you did, however you listen to your podcast, just type in SHP Financial. You can listen to this show again and our past shows to find some good topics that you may be interested in. But if you happen to miss this show, and you're not going to go back and re-listen to it, Keith, myself, and Matt, we want to leave you with our top three takeaways that we want you to apply and walk away with from today. So Keith, what was your big takeaway?
Yeah, throughout the show, we've talked quite a bit about knowing the amount of risk you're taking in your portfolio, whether you have a 401k, 403b, whether you're managing it yourself or you have another advisor helping you manage it. I think knowing the amount of risk that you're taking and kind of quantifying that risk, looking at, hey, if a really good year in the market happens, how am I going to do? If a really bad year in the market, like God forbid 2008 happens again, how's that going to impact me? And do I need to change some things? And we offered on the show, throughout the show, a way for you, the listener, to take advantage and learn and quantify the amount of risk you're taking by, you know, a risk tolerance questionnaire and being able to kind of partake and do this individually on your own and kind of see where you come out. So in order to do that, what you're going to do is you're going to text SHP to 21,000. Again, that's SHP to 21,000. I think it's well worth your time to go ahead and do that.
Yeah, I mean, that's important to know what, if you don't know how much risk you're taking in your portfolio, you might be in for a rude awakening. So mm-hmm. That's good advice, Keith. How about yourself, Matt?
Yeah, I'm going to build on what Keith mentioned and also what I talked about in the market report. And that's just two things. Number one is we need to be prepared for these types of what are called black swan events, right? So that's the nice market term that they use for these completely out of the blue, had nothing to do with politics, had nothing to do, originally, of course, nothing to do with the economy at first, but here was just a virus that went from an epidemic to a pandemic. Okay, you know, things like that you can't predict, and that's why they call black swan events, but they're going to have a significant impact on your portfolios. So you have to sort of almost stress test, again, similar to what Keith was mentioning, but stress test your portfolio for these types of events. You know, I mean, we're happy because there will be some economic fallout, but but along the same lines of that, you know, balance sheets are okay in the banks and we don't necessarily see 08 repeating, but black swan events like this do happen. And that's the power of diversification. The power of diversification is making sure that you do have bonds and stocks and international and small cap and annuities and commodities, and building a portfolio using all of the different tools in your toolbox is just so important. Because, you know, even when we looked at our own portfolios, they did pretty well. I mean, they still lost value. I'm not saying that they were up by no means.
But compared to the market, but, I mean, it's big time.
It was great to see the power of diversification pay off.
And I think as when we started the company in 2003, and the reason why we developed and trademarked a process that we call the SHP Retirement Roadmap is we want people like yourself listening to be able to be confident in what they have and what plan they have. And a lot of folks listening right now might have a plan, but it may be incomplete, or you might not have a plan at all. But I just think about, I've talked about this in the past and I can't talk about clients, but I look at my own parents and I know Keith's parents and Matt's parents. And I think of like, just a lot of folks listening are probably just like our parents, where you put in time and work and to get to where you are now, to save some money for the future and have a retirement. Think about the blood, sweat and tears and traffic and just all the things that you had to give up and sacrifices you make and made to get to where you are now. I would just say it's insane to risk what you have and what you've saved in order to obtain what you don't need. Because some folks listening right now maybe saved up enough where they don't have to hit home runs anymore. They just have to hit singles and doubles and they'll have a great retirement. Where if you take on a big hit or a big drawdown, that could ruin potentially your retirement. Think of it as like walking a tightrope between two high buildings. If you're close to or in retirement, you don't want to just walk that tightrope because one bad slip and you're done. But if you have a safety net underneath it and a cable attached to it so that if you do fall or if the market falls, you're going to be okay, I think that would give you a lot more confidence in retirement. So the one thing I'll mention again, we're not sure if we're a good fit for you or if you're a good fit for us and our team here. We've been doing this since 2003. And if you haven't taken us up on the offer, come sit down with us. See what makes us different. There's no cost to do so. It takes about an hour of your time. Call 800-227-7777. We have offices in Plymouth, Woburn, Hyannis, Westboro, and Braintree. And when you call, we're going to send you a copy of our book, The Retirement Roadmap, ahead of time. So call right now, 800-227-7777, or you can book a visit with us right online at shpfinancial.com. Thank you so much for your support, and we hope everyone has a great weekend. And then we'll talk to you next week on the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial.
No statements made during the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show shall constitute tax, legal, or accounting advice. You should consult your own legal or tax professional on any such matters. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Individual results will vary. Matthew Peck, CFP, Derek Gregoire, and Keith Ellis of SHP Financial are licensed to offer investment advisory services through SHP Wealth Management LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Offices in Westboro, Dartmouth, and Braintree are offices of convenience and only used for client meetings.